We're good, right? Episode, what are we at? 23, 24?
24.
Yeah. We missed our bundles. Quick one. Get caught up. Didn't get in here this week. And then I got a flight to catch tonight. But I didn't want to go and not do one. And then I'm fucking, 2 weeks behind. And Justin's fucking calling me. And I should, like, do 20 of them. But I'm always last second, like I said. I have a good guest lined up. I have a couple guests lined up. One of them is the lead investigator for the theft of the Isabella Gardner Museum. He's going to come on. He's going to talk about some things. Can't talk about everything, but he can talk about, the crime itself and how it went down and the rewards and a few things, whatever it is. And also my guy, Frankie from Monica's. I got to get him on here. His brother got out on bail this week. It was a...
Really?
Yeah.
They
let Pato out on bail. He was accused of a shooting on Hanover Street in the North End in front of Mike's Pastries. It was big news a while ago, and they held him without bail for a while, and he didn't think he was going to get bail, but he finally got bail the other day, so that was a big thing. I want to congratulate him on that. He's pumped about that. And touch on a few things this week. We'll touch on Mr. Hicks. We'll touch on... our friend Speedbag.
Yeah. Yep.
Touch on Paulie Black a little. What else? Let's see what's going on. Pretty busy day today. We had the FBI in front of my house today. They came and wrapped up my neighbor. We don't know what he did.
Yeah, it was a lot of them. FBI agents.
They were in the house for a while.
Like, huh? Yeah, it was like 12, 13 of them.
Yeah, we don't know what he did, and I asked the local cops, and they had no clue, But when you see FBI, you know something went down.
Yeah, you're in some trouble.
The other day in Lowell, we had a murder-suicide. Guy killed his girlfriend and his kid, man. What a... you see this stuff, and it just blows your mind. Like, how do you... never mind killing your girlfriend. I mean... But how do you kill a little kid? You know what I mean?
I know.
Your own kid. Whenever I see that, it blows my mind. I remember being upstate, in Walpole with Kenny Seguin. Remember him, Kenny Seguin? The Prozac killer. He killed his wife and his kids. It was a crazy case.
Really?
Yeah, crazy case. But whenever I see that, I think, how do you kill a child? I just can't fathom it, so... Prayers go out to that family,
yeah,
and all them. Another thing this week, we had a cop from Billerica. Was it Ian Taylor? Did you see his name? Was that his name?
Yeah,
Ian Taylor. I saw the thing on Instagram that a Billerica cop got killed, and I saw he was young, and I'm like, I didn't see nothing on the news, and it comes to find out it was a construction accident where the guy was in the backhoe and he swung it around and crushed him. And I immediately thought of Kevin Weeks.
Really?
Remember the same thing happened with Kevin? Yeah. The backhoe? Yeah, hit him and broke his back. Yeah. Yeah, could have killed him. Same thing happened with Weeksy, and he lived, obviously, but this guy didn't. And prayers go out to his family and everyone involved, it's...
Yeah, he's a good guy, too.
Yeah, imagine being there. Imagine being the guy, working the backhoe. Huh. Like, I couldn't fathom, something like that happening, and I know a lot of people that knew him and said he was a good guy. So thoughts and prayers go out to him. And we're going to talk about Mr. Speedbag.
Yep.
Bundy's friend.
Yeah, my buddy.
From jail. Right. Yeah.
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 He's having some issues right now.
Yeah,
hopefully he's in the right spot and getting some help.
I didn't know him as well as Bundy, so I didn't know what to make of him. I didn't know if he was like joking around,
right? Because
sometimes he'd say stuff that was off the wall, and a lot of times
you think he's joking.
Yeah, yeah, and it started getting the behavior started ramping up, and I didn't know if he relapsed or something, but. He was obviously, out of sorts, and we haven't, have you heard from him?
No, he might be in Dartmouth. that's where he was before.
Oh, really?
So hopefully he's there and getting some help.
Yeah, man, because he was a good kid when he was there. Yep. And you know, when stuff happens like that, I feel like I should have caught it, right? But yeah. Like I said, I didn't know if he was just acting wacky or off the wall or it was something deeper. And obviously it was something, the food. Did you see the video with the food, Justin, when he was making the food?
No.
Well,
I thought he was joking.
So Bundy told me, oh, you know, he made something to eat. Yeah. And he starts telling me about this concoction he made. And it was he had this like Tupperware thing, and he put kielbasa,
bread, black jelly,
bread,
tomatoes,
coffee creamer.
Yeah.
Was it the powder or was it the?
The creamer.
The powdered creamer?
Yeah, the powdered creamer.
Powdered creamer. Jelly.
Jelly, a whole jar of jelly.
A whole jar of jelly.
Then watermelon.
Ranch dressing and blue cheese dressing.
Stuck it in the microwave. That's when I caught it because it stunk.
Yeah.
And I opened it up and I said, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh, it's good. You want some? I said, no, I'm good.
And then he put it in the fridge and like chilled it. And he's like, it's like pie. Do you want some? So at this point, I'm like, is this guy joking? So we go up to the refrigerator and he opens it up. It looked like straight vomit. You know, it was
the worst part was the next day. He had it outside on the window.
And it looked like it was mostly gone, like he ate most of it.
Yeah, and it was just good.
Did you find puke under the bed?
We cleaned it up. Yeah, I cleaned it up.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
Walking speed bag.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah, missed the speed bag. I don't know what the fuck happened with him, but we're waiting to hear from him. We still have all his stuff. He even left his cell phone. How long's it been now? Been a week?
It's been maybe 6-7 days.
Haven't heard nothing.
Nothing.
He must just feel like an asshole or something, huh?
Well, the doctor called you, right?
Yeah, he was still in the emergency room. That was a couple of days, so that sucked about speed bag.
Yeah.
Paulie Black, doing great.
Yeah, he's doing awesome.
How long has it been now?
A few months.
Yeah, it's been like 6 months. How long have we been doing that? He was the first one on here.
Yeah, he was.
Justin.
He's doing real good.
He was still getting high then, you know? He's sober, doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Smoking the weed, but you know, I don't fucking bother anybody about the weed. You know what I mean? I'm not worried about that. So we got to get Paulie back on and show everyone how good he's doing. You know, I got to give him his props. The Celtics. What do you think, Justin?
Big game last night.
Yeah. They just been fucking, except for game two, right? At home, which was an anomaly. They just been blowing the doors off him. You know, what do you think?
Singer's got to get healthy.
I know. The calf strain? They said a calf strain, but he looked injured, right?
He was due for an injury. He's been too healthy. The guy's nice.
Everybody said it, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're like, that fucking newborn calf's legs ain't going to last when the playoffs come. Someone messaged me that, and here we are, you know? Yeah. And it sucks. But at least we wrap that series up. You know, and he's got a few days to rest, and we'll see what happens. The Bruins. We got a score?
I think it's still nothing. I'll double check. Let's see. It's nothing in the first.
How many shots on goal in the first, does it say?
I'll check. Let's see. I don't think the Bruins got any at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many?
One.
They had two the other night, right?
Yeah.
Now they have one shot on goal. You know, this is fucking.
They won the other night, right?
No. They lost at home, but now they're in Toronto. Yeah, we need this one. We need this one big. So today, today's my birthday, Justin. Did you know that?
I did not. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. So what are you going to give me?
Question. I don't know. You put me in the spot.
Yes, today is my birthday. May 2nd, 1969. I'm a fucking fossil. 55. How do you say it in Spanish? 55? Do you know, Justin? Is it cinco?
Cinco,
it
is. Cinco y cinco?
I'm going to say 55.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo is coming up in a couple of days. Also, we have the Kentucky Derby coming up. And the post time is like 7:15 or something. It's getting later and later.
Usually it's like 4 o'clock. Right?
Yeah, 4, and then it got later, 6, 6:30. But, you know, I remember it was at like 2 o'clock when I was younger. The Derby was always a big day. My father was a bookie. He'd always take action down the bar. There was a – you don't see that anymore. It's almost impossible to get a bet in on a horse.
Yeah.
You know, unless you drive somewhere, you know, to a legal book, you know. But my father, growing up, there was always a big day, you know, the Breeders' Cup, the Preakness, the Derby. It was always like a real big day down the bar, and he'd be there taking action. It was a cool thing. I get some horror stories with horse racing, you know. A few years ago, I had that. What was that one? What was the horse I had? It was crazy. Well, first we'll go to Shackleford. I remember that one. I get out of prison, and there was a horse, Shackleford, and I don't think it was a Derby. I think it might have been the Preakness. So I'm like, I bet this horse, and I was with a friend of mine. I didn't have much money at the time, you know. Just I said, 100 to win. I love this because of Shackleford, you know, da-da-da. So I got him and my friend. We both put $100 on it, the win, and, you know, whatever, some small bet across the board, whatever. And the morning of the Derby, it comes across the news on ESPN that Randy Macho Man Savage died. And there was a horse running called Mucho Macho Man. So what do I do? What do I do, buddy?
You put the money right
there. I changed my bet and put it on Mucho Macho Man. And what happens, Bundy?
You won.
Shackleford goes rail to rail, and I lose.
Really?
Yes, because I changed my bet. This so let that be a lesson to you and everybody out there. You don't change your bet.
No.
Now, a few years ago, I go on a date with this girl, and she was working at a gym. We were going to go to the Bruins game, Bruins, like, let's go to the Bruins game, playoff game. And the Derby was on, and there was a horse. What was the horse? But it was like something to do with jail again. It was like, fuck, you're going to have to Google this one. So I bet the horse, and she's like, I go, come on, we got to watch the Derby. And she's like, well, I got to wait to close the gym. And it was like, let's say it's 6:30, and the race was kicking off at 6:30 or 7, whatever it was. It's like 4 or 5 years ago. So I says, come on. She never bet on a horse in her life. And I tell her, put $50 on it. I put $200 on it. I loaded up on this horse. Doing better then. So I'm looking. She's like, I got to wait. I'm like, just leave the gym. Close it early. No one's here. No, I got to wait till whatever it was. 7 o'clock on the nose. So there's a place, Andiamo's. It's in Chelmsford. I run next door to this place. As I walk in, my horse is just fucking, it's a boat race. He's going down the stretch, and he's running away with it. So I walk in. The race is halfway through the race. I'm screaming and yelling. Everyone's looking at me. I'm jumping up and down. I run over to the gym. I tell her, you know, our horse won. She's going nuts. She wins like whatever, 300, 400, whatever she won and whatever I won. I call my friend Sean Cody, best ticket scalper around. If you need tickets, my guy Sean Cody, he's at every Celtics game, every Bruins game. Not every Sox game, but pretty much any good Sox game. He's the best, Sean Cody. So I call up Sean. He gets me two great tickets, loges right in the middle. I'm halfway to the Garden flying on 93, and Spiro, our friend Spiro, texts me, that sucks about the Derby, huh? So we're in full celebration mode. I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah, your horse got disqualified. Said he bumped into another horse. It's never happened in the history of never happened in the history of the Derby.
What year was it,
4 years ago, Kentucky Derby, horse disqualified. Probably happened once. One time it would have won a bunch of fucking money. And it had some jail name, like a jail name. I remember, that's why I bet him.
Let's see. Medina Spirit?
No.
That one.
No.
Maximum Security?
Yeah! There we go. Yeah. Maximum Security. You know?
That's definitely a jail name.
Yeah, I knew it. See, I knew it. Yeah, yeah, that was my Derby story. But back to the Derby. We've got to check out the... What do we got for horses this year, Justin?
I haven't even looked.
Well, let's take a gander, yeah. What do we got? Oh, what time we got? I got a flight to catch up. McClatty! Fuck you doing?
Let's see. Figure the horses. We got Tappet Ginali. That is.
Italian.
Gin. Where's my ring? Regulatory Risk.
Regulatory Risk. What else?
Torpedo Anna. Lemon Muffin.
What?
Fiona's Magic. Tarifa, Everland.
It's my turn.
Into Whoa. Champagne. Power Squeeze. Ways and Means. Ways. Just FYI.
Ways and Means Committee.
What are these?
Leslie's Rose. Our Pretty Woman. And Candied.
Wow.
What are those?
That is some shitty names.
Yeah, there's no cool names.
No cool names.
One of them sounded like a black girl. What was that one? Tarifa?
Tarifa, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I might throw my money on Tarifa, you know? A little chocolate, never heard nobody last time I checked, you know what I'm saying? So, Kevin, how you doing tonight?
Well, I was busy hiring strippers for the birthday party.
You just like pushing that microphone away. He hates microphones, huh, Justin? It's a real thing. He's got an aversion. He's got an aversion to microphones.
You can still hear me.
You're hiring strippers?
I was hiring strippers for my birthday party, but none of them would show up.
That's fucking disgusting.
They said, we know.
You know? What were their names?
Too much.
Carl, Johnny,
Jin,
Jin, Botifa,
Latoya.
Yeah, we got. So I was just talking. I was talking a little bit about friend Speedbag and a couple other things happening in my neighborhood this week. And yeah, Mr. Speedbag saying how good Paulie Black's doing. And I don't have much time. I got to take off, and I just didn't want to not do one this week. But we've reached a milestone, Justin.
Milestone?
Oh, a major milestone. And I've been watching my friend Anthony, who is the lead investigator for the Isabella Gardner Museum, hit me to this. He's wrote a few books, actually. And he reached out to me about the Sean Hicks things when I started calling out Sean Hicks, like a lot of people did, you know. Some cops, investigators, people from museums, like, hey, thank you, because this guy's an absolute fraud, and no one's been saying anything, and he's just, they couldn't believe that he landed this Blackstone Publishing, because it's a major publishing company, and who knows, it could have got turned into a movie. You know, when you look on Amazon about the book, it says, Sean Hicks started running jobs for the, Sean Hicks, you know, raised in South Boston, started running jobs for the Irish mob before his voice changed. Like, someone shoot me in the
face. Oh, that was with his Uncle Bundy.
Yeah. Someone shoot me in the face. Bundy. So, cut to the chase.
Uncle Bundy impregnated him.
This guy, this thing on Amazon here, it has a list of where you are in the bestsellers. And his book, they shut the reviews off because all my people out there gave it some honest reviews, how terrible it is, and the guy's a fraud. Amazon stopped. You couldn't put reviews. So it was, at first, it was like 180,000th in bestsellers after a day or two. Then it was 300,000, then 400, 500. I don't know. The book's maybe been out a month now. I'm not sure how long it's been exactly. But it finally reached the million. There's 1 million. I mean, I could look now. It was like yesterday morning or no, this morning it reached, there are 1,020,000+ books ahead of his on the bestsellers. So the way Anthony,
that really sucks.
Anthony's like, I've never seen a book from a major publisher do this bad. He's like, never. He said,
it's unheard.
Yeah, he goes, it's because of you too. He goes, you're the one. He goes, it is a tree falling in the woods. He's like, the book is toast. I don't think they'll ever release the paperback. He said, Blackstone Publishing will never get any of that money back that they paid him, that they used for the Amazon page. And he's been real quiet. You know, he's posted something on his Instagram, like with his dog. You know, the guy's a fucking straight loser.
Yeah.
But he conned these people, but at least finally he's getting his comeuppance. You know, he's been telling these lies. for so long. And it's amazing that we reached out to Blackstone Publishing and the podcast he was on, and they didn't even, you know, some of these guys you mentioned in the book had a lawyer contact them and tell them they're going to, you know, sue for libel if this comes out. And he mentions them in the book, which he does. And they put off the release of the book for a few weeks. And then they just went ahead and they released it. And they let the lawyer know. They said, we're going to go forward with the release. So that's good, you know, that they're taking one on the chin for this. And it's just crazy that no one vetted him. But that was, when I got up today, it was my birthday, and he reached, because I said, do you think he could reach all the way to 1 million with his, you know. And he said, yeah. He goes, it's possible. That there will be, you know. Imagine, I didn't even know there were that many books out there available, right? Over 1 million books.
Yeah.
Available on Amazon and stuff, and he's at the bottom of the pile, you know.
Definitely no movie deal.
No, there better not be. But no, definitely not. Nope. Everything, you know. He was talking reality shows and this and that. So that's it for him, you know. I think we finally silenced him. But it'll be interesting to talk to people that really do know about the Isabella Gardner Museum heist on here, and you know, instead of this fucking fantasy teller.
They never got no pitches back.
Stories that guy has.
Yeah,
I know he had 2 pages of the Mass Chatter that he sold the warden before.
Killed the microphone.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he sold some pretty serious artwork to get out of jail.
How long to the airport? 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Maybe. All right, we got to wrap this up.
We got to go. We got stuff to do. We got strippers to see. Mike's birthday party.
I know. Yeah, I know. I know this is a quick one. You know what I mean? But it's better than having nothing out there. Next week, I'm not sure if I'm going to have Anthony on or Frankie. Hopefully get Frankie and Milk. And you guys know Boston Milk? Milliken, Milkman. He come out with the hats that have the Boston label.
I know the special guest star police officer that was going to shoot you is coming on.
No, so, he would. I asked him today to come on. But do you know the Boston label hats? Say Boston. Yeah, that's Milkman right there. He came out with that with Frankie from Monica's. And
that's
I think they sold it to I forget the name of the company. But yeah, he built it up from scratch, making hats in like his grandmother's basement. He fucking did it good. And he's a Boston firefighter out of the North Ends, Engine 4. Those guys are the best right on Hanover Street. And he had a thing a couple of years ago where he got pinched. I forget what it was, drunk driving or something. And that fucking turtle boy from the Karen Reed sports case crucified him, wrote a big article about him.
About him outside.
Yeah.
Remember that thing in your neighborhood too with the dogs?
Yeah. Did I talk about that, the dogs?
That
turtle boy, he talked about them. But he wasn't too bad on... What did he call Milk? We got to talk to him. He compared him to some fucking porn star. I think the porn star was hung like a donkey, too. So Milk wasn't too upset. He wasn't too upset with that. But yeah, we got to get Milk and Frankie on. Anthony from the Isabella. A few other people. I was a kid Mike I know. He's the head grower for our Native Son. He was gracious enough to take me on a tour of his place this week. Might be doing some bean shooter pre-rolls, hopefully. We'll see. But I want to have him on, talk to him a little bit about how he started growing weed. What was the other one?
Serious information people need to know.
Yeah.
Really.
Who else? There was one other person. We're going to take a vote on if we're going to switch out Bundy for a new co-host.
Yeah.
All right.
Vote on that, too.
He didn't even want to come. I'm not going. He wanted to lay down with his cat.
All right. I got to be gone, Vagabond. All right. That's 24 in the books, Justin?
24.
Seeing this wasn't a long one, do I still got to, and it's my birthday, do I still got to pay you the full amount? All right, that's it. Sorry for the short episode. We'll see you next week. Thank you.